Newstalk said B517. Well, the drug companies which make the likes of Panadol, Voltaren and MaxiClear have been warned by the Commerce Commission over their marketing of different products which have the same active ingredients. Let me give you an example. Voltaren Emyl Gel is marketed as a pain reliever for muscle inflammation, while another product, Voltaren Osteo Gel, is being marketed as pain relief specifically for people with osteoarthritis? Yeah, okay. The difference, the Osteo Gel has a specific cap which makes it easier to open. This is for real. Andrew McGlashan of McGlashan Pharmacy in Nelson is with me. And Andrew, good evening to you.
Hi, Larry.
Are you surprised? Very well. Are you surprised these companies have been ticked off?
Not surprising. I guess it comes off the back of the Nurofen case out of Australia from last year, I think it was. So not surprising that way. And I guess it's the argument and where the Commerce Commission comes into it. Is it misleading or is it confusing? And I can definitely see the side of the argument on the consumer aspect that it could very much be confusing at the very least.
How long do you think this has been going on for?
I guess it's been... Worldwide, it's a fight for that marketing space on any retail counter, I guess. And if they if a drug company can perceive that they'll put it in a different salt base as a medication or tart up a different sort of package, then they feel as though they're going to market as a different product. But I agree, it shouldn't be misled to the consumer as a change of health application.
And what do you make of this Voltaren Osteo Gel for osteoarthritis? What does it cost? 20% more than Voltaren Emyl Gel. It's identical ingredients, specific cap. They say, well, it's a specific cap to make it easier to open.
Yeah, and that sort of, look, that one's been going on for probably, this is off the top of my head, but it'd be 2.5 or 3 years for that specific product there. And I've, that's what I'd often say to a customer. I said, well, this is exactly the same thing. There's no point in this going on. You're just twisting the cap differently.
So pharmacists generally been aware that they're the same products branded differently?
Yes, the pharmacists will know that, particularly because we go mainly by the ingredients. I guess this is probably where more of the education aspect comes back to the patient or the consumer. Your most applicable argument is our trades versus generics argument. You know, for example, the cold and flu category at the moment, which unfortunately a lot of people are suffering from. You have a lot of the same active ingredients associated, but different brands are producing them. So we could have four different brands with the same effective active ingredients.
Yeah, well, somebody told me, it was a pharmacist, I think it was last year, that the cold and flu tab is nothing, you might as well take Panadol. What would you say about that?
I would have to know the situation, but yeah. I mean, with regards to cold and flu tablets, most of them have got a nasal decongestant and or a cough suppressant or expectorant, as well as a paracetamol at the base.
Is a lot of the stuff also sold in supermarkets and a customer actually has no idea what's in them?
Yeah, and that's where the difficulty comes across as well too, is that if you don't have an active engagement with the customer, you know, it's a pick and select quite type scenario, or a self-select scenario, of course none of these questions could be asked or even answered. And that's where, of course, you get the benefit out of, you know, getting two or three packs of the pharmacy, you know, well, what's the difference here? And then at least the pharmacist or pharmacy staff member can explain to your questions.
All right. Well, you've got skin in the game, obviously, but, you know, yeah. You go and ask your chemist, and I understand that, and that's a good thing to do. I see Nurofen, I don't know, who was the makers of Nurofen? Because they got pinged $1 million by doing the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, so they now they got picked up through Australia. I don't know what they got caught out in New Zealand in terms of costs or retribution, because it largely came distributed out of Australia. But, yes, they definitely have been pulled up.
Thank you, Andrew. Good to talk to you. That is Andrew McGlashan, owner of McGlashan Pharmacy in Nelson. News Talk ZB, it's 5:21.